a good woman who will stand by his side. Yeah, pick up your clothes, cook your favorite tonight. Be that woman who does it all right. Baby, I plan a dinner for two. I said, darling, nothing on the menu but you.
Yeah, because you're loud and obnoxious. That's why you're.
I don't know. Why do I sound like this in my own head?
Because we got like three mics going on here, four mics.
Hey, you're listening to the Drew Marshall Show. That's Kim the Tool running the board, and it is time for Live on the Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music. This week's recording artist, Andrea, and we had a wager about your last name, Andrea.
Okay.
Simone is what I said. He said Simon.
Simone is what you said.
What is it? What's your last name?
Simone.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are more correct.
Drew, you are such a liar.
You added an accent, though.
You know, you see, I said it was Simone. He was the one. Is it Simon? I said, no, it's Simone because of the E.
Yeah.
We had a hard time coming up with your bio.
Oh, really?
Oh. Like, how does one describe you?
You mean musically?
Yeah. No, what's your Christian Mingle profile say?
Christian Mingle? Well, it says I'm not an atheist, actually, but I'm not. Let's not get into that talk right now. That's heavy.
That'll be second half.
That's second half of the show, folks. No, listen, I want to read stuff that other people have said about you. So just sit there and
all right,
take it, okay?
I love this kind of stuff.
Sit there and take it. I sound like a messy.
You suck.
Andrea is a big fan of R&B, but unlike so many of her contemporaries, she thankfully doesn't resort to vocal histrionics to impress, nor does the fancy, glossy, overproduced music. In fact, there's a nice retro vibe to some of her songs, and by that I mean her love of classic soul and R&B arrangements really comes through.
That's lovely.
Your mom really puts together nice.
She has nice a
comments.
Good vocabulary.
By the way, your mom's cool.
Yeah, I know.
I met your
I
mom.
Know, I know. She looks like a silver fox.
She does. She's right? So Hollywood.
I know. She is. And she will not leave the house, you know.
Unglammed?
Yeah, exactly. It's very Ukrainian of her. It's a Ukrainian thing. Women walk around to take out the garbage with stilettos on.
Well, Simone is a very Ukrainian sound.
It is very Ukrainian.
This is why I didn't want you to have a mic.
Sir. Sir.
Sitting over here in the corner by myself. I don't like this. This is the first time we've done this setup.
Oh, really?
Normally, I'm there running everything. Now I have to trust him.
Tim the Tool is doing a pretty good job so far.
So listen, before you start into a song, I need you to introduce your axe man.
Oh, Dave Kirby on the guitar. Are you joking? Mr. Terry Fox. Running all the way from Lakeshore to the studio today. Come on, he kind of looks like Terry Fox.
Yeah, that makes sense. Let's be honest.
No.
He's beautiful.
No.
Maybe Terry, not don't. As accomplished as Terry no. Fox, but and no. I don't know if you can run at all, to
no.
be honest.
No, I can't.
You look like you have two left feet.
Listen,
sometimes.
I will give, not you, Tim, because you may know this, but if either one of you guessed the Terry Fox song, how it goes, I will give you $50. They used to play it when he was out running.
$50.
Ready? Run, Terry, run. Leave your troubles and past behind you. Run, Terry, run.
It seems kind of offensive.
And the rest of the world will. I know. It's like, it's a Forrest Gumpy kind of thing.
It is. It is.
Run, Terry, run.
How many people have we offended so far?
Probably everybody in Oakville so far.
Tell us about your guitar. I know you have to speak a little louder.
Oh, this guitar. I don't know. I don't play, like, normally I don't play a lot of acoustic.
Right.
So
you just bought this at Zeller's today?
No. I bought it at Long & McQuaid.
Uh-huh.
And
it's not a plug. It's not time for a plug, man.
Sorry. I don't think they need
it. Speaking of plugs, your hair is unbelievable.
These are not plugs, man.
That's what I was saying, Mr. Fox. He's got the Terry Fox hair.
Yeah, I need a haircut.
He's healthy. A haircut. That's a sign of health.
Yeah. Virility.
It's a sign of virility, yeah.
And you're so youthful.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So
yeah, but you don't look very healthy over there, Drew.
We both appreciate that.
Somebody get this guy a vitamin water.
A vitamin blue. thanks, Tim. Tim's the only one that gets my sick sense of humor. I first saw you perform. I heard about you. Jane Harbury kept nagging me.
She's fabulous.
About you.
She's the best.
She's a British nag.
Yes.
Only in Canada.
She's a hippie. I love her.
These kids aren't going to get any of these references.
No, but the lady we're talking about, that was her voice.
Oh, really?
The actual lady who said, in Canada.
For
what? That's a Red Rose Tea commercial back in the day. Ask her about it. No, it was not Jane. Ask her.
I'm seeing her on Tuesday. Cool, we'll talk about it. We're having some tequila. Maybe I should say that on the air.
Tequila in your tea.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then I went and saw you perform at Southside Shuffle. By the way, they put on a good little thing there. But
yeah,
holy
do.
Storm day. Was that the day or was that the day after?
That was the storm day. But I was like one of the only people that got to perform before that storm
and
hit.
It hit. You brought it.
I brought that storm.
Which day was it?
That was the Friday.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Anyway, I brought some real musicians with me, and they were gobsmacked, like Australians say. You just have a... And is it a... Can we call it a whiskey voice?
Yep.
Yeah.
Good, because that's
I
what
like I like Jameson.
Yeah, we said it earlier.
I like Jameson.
Not that... No, it's got to be 18. Maybe 15, Redbreast, but not...
A little Hennessy, cognac. That's all me.
Notice how she just leaned into the mic?
Yeah.
That's a plug.
Now, listen, before you do a number, which you're going to do now, can you tell us a little about this song?
We'll start with Do What I Want. And Do What I Want's from the first album, actually. And we've done a lot of changes in it. And I'm actually, it's turned out to be a lot more bluesy and just cool vibe. And Do What I Want's almost just a non-conforming type of song, and you may think it's about a specific boy in my life, but it's not.
It's
just an.
So all the like boys in your life hope that it's about them.
No, probably. I hope
maybe
not.
Maybe not so much. Yeah.
I hope not. Okay. Yeah, they'd all be right. Like, "This girl's terrifying," which I think they already.
By the way, you realize that we're on a family friendly station.
I know, but see, notice how I didn't do the hand.
It's
say
radio.
The,
it's radio.
You know.
That's beautiful.
You can't see me.
I love this. And by the way, folks, this hour is all about the music, all right? And I've been a music junkie my entire life. And when I find good stuff, and now that I have a microphone, I get to pick whoever the heck I want to come on my show. And that's why you're here. Andrea Simone on The Drew Marshall Show.
Sweet. With a potion, gonna make me fly. Gonna find me a superpower that's saving a life. Then I come up with this notion, like Bonnie and Clyde. Take your heart when you are looking, I'll rob you blind. Listen here, boy, to what I say. Your mama taught you better than thought you were winning, you never stood a chance. Now time for you to exit out the door. I'll have my fun, now we are done, don't need you anymore. Listen here, boy, to what I say, yeah. Your mama taught you better than the straight. If you're lost, let me guide you the right way, yeah. I'll teach you not to mess with me again, yeah. You do what I want, do what I want. You're too blind, now what you thought. Don't think I'm easy, and boy, believe me. What I want, what I want. And baby, 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 yeah, right now, it ain't you.
Can you handle compliments? Does it just go through you? Do you believe it?
I don't even know what you're saying.
See?
It's just going through my face.
See what I'm saying?
And out the back of my head.
Because this wasn't the start of your life, right?
No.
No.
No. I mean, I've been doing this writing 10 years now.
Yeah.
And people, like, you know there's that thing where, oh my God, this person came out of nowhere. There's no way any musician came out of nowhere.
No.
No way. Like, you work your hiney off, you know?
Yeah.
Bieber.
Yeah. Well, except for Bieber.
Right.
He makes a YouTube video and there.
Which is why we all hate him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Jerk face.
Yeah.
No, our guitar player's got nicer hair than Justin. So.
Exactly.
Tell me about it. Now, you just came back from tour from somewhere way over there?
Yeah, we crossed the pond.
Wow.
We did a music festival in Lancaster, England, and we had 7 gigs in 5 days.
Oy.
So we played the Thursday, the Friday, 2 on the Saturday, 2 on the Sunday, then on the Monday. But the coolest part about that was that we got to play in a castle that was a prison for 1,000 years. I felt like Johnny Cash. It was the coolest. And they've never had live music there in 1,000 years. They used to hang witches and this is a family show, right?
Okay. I've interviewed the high priest from the Church of Satan. It's
come
okay.
on.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You can talk about hanging witches.
Is that why you got the hair?
That's why I've got the... She is so obscure that I want to find out more.
Yes, it covers its horns. It's all good.
So the whole trip was good?
Oh, it was awesome. I couldn't believe I survived the 7 gigs, right, though, because you hear how I sing, and I'm just like, I had tonsillitis. You know, I was on antibiotics on the plane to England. Oui. And so these guys are out having a good time every night, and here I am, like in my room alone. I puked from having so much tea. Okay? That's sad. That is not rock star life. That's prison.
You're too funny.
In the best way.
Too funny. Have you always been difficult?
Yes. That's why I wrote a song called Do What I Want. Ask my lovely mother that you spoke with.
Yeah.
But you know what? She's not so easy herself. So
let's talk about your mom.
You should go into
let's
nothing comes easy after
mom.
That. She's the best. So is my dad. He's good too.
I remember seeing a video where the guy from Mumford & Sons starts singing a song,
yeah.
and the crowd starts singing it back to him louder than they're singing it.
That's
and
cool.
He just
That's
lit
cult-like.
Up. Right. Have you had, like, not a similar moment, but have you had a moment where you've gone, yeah, I'm in it?
Well, I think it's actually a lot to do with my bandmates. The fact that they're so loyal and just in it with me makes me, and you guys are all really, really hardcore talented musicians. So the fact that that love and respect is there, to me, was an indicator that whatever we're doing, it's musical and magical.
Yeah.
And we just got to keep doing it. And I'm writing with the band for the second album. And Greg Kavanaugh as well. Plug. But Chain Harvey doing the publicity. But no, the second album is going to be awesome. And I'm just, I can't wait. I don't care what happens with it. I just know that I'll be proud of it. And
who's your BGs?
Well, on this one, it's a girl named Maddie, but on the next album, it's all me, Queen style. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
And there's going to be a lot of them, a lot of BGs, so I'm going to overdo it.
You guys are funny. You guys are quite humorous. All right, are you sure I sound okay? I really sound like, in my headphones, I sound like I'm in a tunnel.
No, you sound
Take
nice.
The headphones off. Stop nice being so insecure.
Ooh.
Somebody's running my show.
Yeah.
I would like to ask you to do another tune.
I would love to.
What you gonna do?
I think we should do something from the new album. Yeah, I think this one's called Beautiful Life. And this one actually I wrote for Ukraine. Everything that was happening in Ukraine.
Mm. We gotta talk about Ukraine next.
Okay. That's heavy. Let's do it.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, again, live on the Drew Marshall Show, Andrea Simone.
My heart's there, it's there, it's there with you. It stopped and stopped when you departed, but I'll wait, for you. I ain't scared, I know. Hot and bothered since you've been spotted. So you see, I know what you're doing to me. I ain't scared, I know what you're doing to me. I want life, I want love, I want you.
I want life, I want you, I want the beautiful life, I want life, I want love, I want you. freaking amazing.
Thank
Andrea
you.
Simone on the Drew Marshall Show. So, so you have multifaceted personality syndrome.
Yes.
I don't know what that is.
Neither do I, but what
I'm trying to say is, when I watch you sing, and by the way, we video this, folks, and then we post it sometime, eventually in a week or so on YouTube.
Oh no!
Oh yeah, it's there, baby. But and that's what people need to see is, and everybody I'm sure comments on this. I mean, you're just in a small little studio. There's four of us in here, and you're giving it like you're in front of 1,000.
Because you are like 1,000.
Oh, I am.
You are. You're like 1,000.
1,000 what is the question?
1,001.
you have this passion, obviously, and does it, I mean, people's passion comes from different places, right? So, I don't know. It's a weird sort of question to say, where does your passion come from?
Well.
And don't get all Dr. Phil on me here. Just. Like, why are you like this?
I don't know. Okay, I'll
be
honest.
You're an anomaly.
Can I get weird? Can I say that I believe in spirit and, like,
sure.
past life?
You believe
I'm
going to
get
you want.
Weird like that.
Sure.
I'm going to say I believe in old soul,
yeah.
new soul.
Yeah.
You can kind of sense it when you meet somebody, right? I feel like I've been here for a little while.
Right.
And I feel like I've gone through some things. I don't know. That might sound crazy to say, but it just feels that way. And I think that it's easy to dig deep when I am also very honest with myself. And I'm honest with people in my life as well, and that's just that's who I am. So when you're that comfortable, I guess, and it took a while to get there. Like, it wasn't like, oh, I'm confident from age fetus. Like, I, you know, that wasn't it. It took a while.
I'm so using age fetus.
Age fetus. I'm
oh, man.
Write a song about that.
Yeah. Absolutely will.
So what I'm hearing is that the passion comes out of authenticity?
I think so, yeah.
And do you, like, don't worry, we've had everybody tell us all, that's the point of this show, is
right.
to actually find out what people believe spiritually and why they believe it. So, you know, we've had Sylvia Brown on talk about,
oh, cool.
you know, her journey. We've had, like I said, the High Priest of the Church of Satan. We've had Sinead O'Connor, who's a Rastafarian Catholic.
Cool.
So what do you think? Do you think that there's somebody else inside of you?
I actually sometimes feel like before a show I get really anxious. Like, but when I play, nobody could tell, oh, you're nervous or anything like that. And I don't feel nervous.
Yeah.
I just feel like something deeper inside me, or whether it's outside or inside already, I don't know, but yeah. something possesses me in a sense.
So are you going to say whatever I have is it's a gift? Are you going to say that?
Yeah, I think anybody that has a musical talent is yeah. gifted with something, and your purpose is to kind of spread that love in a sense, because that's what music is and can be used for. Look what the Beatles did. They shaped it.
Sorry, who?
Yeah, you know, the Beatles.
Ron... Saul.
Ron Burgundy?
Yeah.
Ron Burgundy. She's dropping Ron Burgundy yeah. references. Oh, man.
No, but you know, it can shape an entire generation. Look what Bob Marley did. Look what the Beatles did.
Yeah.
And it's music is one powerful, you know, tool.
Well, I have to do some advertising stuff.
Go ahead.
So we're going to, I want to let you know about something first, and then we're going to take a wee short break on our show. Folks, you are listening to The Drew Marshall Show. We're streaming live at drewmarshall.ca. At this moment, there are 150 countries tuning in, which is kind of weird. We're also on Real Radio here in Southern Ontario. They tell us we cover a 6 million market with a 2% share, which means that there's apparently 100,000 plus listening right now. Which, I mean, honestly, just listen to me for a second. Why? Why are you listening to this rubbish?
I don't know.
I mean, the musical part is fantastic, but if you've been listening earlier, well, maybe you were listening to Starsky from Starsky and
yeah.
Hutch. Maybe that was it. Paul Michael Glaser.
And the Torino references.
Maybe you were listening to Hazel McCallion. Maybe that's why you tuned in.
Yes, and the pickup truck that ran her over.
You did not bring that up.
Well, I was going with the Grand Torino with that, the whole automobile thing.
Did she slide across the hood like Starsky? I could see that. Totally see that.
With the anyway, 70s vibe music.
Folks, this month's sponsor of Live and the Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music, is Effect Hope. I want you to listen to this just for a second. 14-year-old Stefania doesn't know how long she has had leprosy for. Her doctor suspects that it's been a long time, and the disease is now causing problems with her feet. Her only friend at the West African hospital where she is living is Loretta, who is also receiving the cure for leprosy, which blew Tim and I away. Like, how ignorant are we doing what we've done for so long? We didn't even know there is a cure for leprosy. So fantastic. But they both fear that their parents will never return for them, because the effect of leprosy is just so devastating over there, and the rumors, and, you know, if you look like you've got leprosy, people treat you like you have leprosy, even though it's, you know, no longer communicable. But your help is urgently needed. Every day, children like Loretta and Stefania lose their ability to walk, see, and touch because of leprosy. So for just $99, you can actually do something about it. You can prevent this. Give hope to a person with leprosy now. Visit effecthope.org/Drew. effecthope.org/Drew. We're going to go out with a little more of Andrea Simone, take a short commercial break, and back live.
First come, first serve. You better get in line. You're not the only one. It took some time, but you realize I won't be around.
Because you're all about the bass, and the bass just echoes.
You're listening to the Drew Marshall Show. We're coming up on the end of our racetrack, and we've got Andrea Simone singing live in studio. This is her, produced on a CD. Have a listen.
You can't come around when you're coming
listen, we're going to try to squeeze a couple more songs out of this young lady, Andrea Simone, in studio. Saw her perform at the... I just can't pull the name to my head. Southside Shuffle.
You did it.
And I watched... Excuse me. I watched people watch her. And the coolest thing... Which is creepy. The coolest thing about her gig was... She has a child stalker who comes to her events and goes up on stage and dances with her.
And holds my hand.
And holds her hand. Yeah.
It's awesome.
And her mom had this like hippie shirt on with lots of skin.
Who, my mom?
No, the kid's mom.
Oh, really?
The shirt was made of skin?
Yeah. Stop it.
You said this hippie shirt and lots of skin.
The website is AndreaSimone.com. AndreaSimone.com. It's A-N-D-R-I-A. Just a mess with your head. Like Serena Ryder, Alicia Keys, or Little Willie John, one of these references is not like the others. Yeah. Andrea Simone has one of those strong, distinctive voices full of soul, character, that you know you're going to remember the minute you first hear it, which is what happened to me. Simone's also got the songs, the backing band, and that's so true. Why, like, you can't be making a ton of cash. Why are these guys hanging around you?
Because I'm...
A rock star?
I was going to say something.
You're a rock star?
No, we just have fun. We have fun. It's a good time. I take them to England with me in France, right?
Yep.
How old are you, by the way? Is that a public thing? Can we talk? Can we
how
Wikipedia?
How old do I look, Drew?
17?
Keep them guessing.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. No, yeah, I mean,
I'll
you're
keep
not.
It, I'm 17.
My point is, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I think I want to be an astronaut.
Stop. Do you see yourself?
I think I already am an astronaut.
I'm telling you, are. Do you see yourself staying in this genre, in this pocket forever? Do you see a potential?
Not necessarily, because it keeps changing. I mean, this album was more soul, Motown, pop, and this next one is more like funkadelic blues, with a lot of grit and solos and, you know,
nice little Rick James.
I mean, we have a song that has a very much a Zeppelin vibe to it. I love that song so much. And so it's like totally different than this album that you guys are listening to right now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've already evolved. And even before I was working with Greg Kavanaugh, I was doing like R&B. And I even tried dabbling in some electro stuff. But
sorry.
Fortunately...
Someone slapped you?
Yeah.
Good.
I do love blues and I do love funk, so I see myself staying in this sort of area, definitely. Because I love that type of music.
What's the weird thing that you learned in the Ukraine?
How to run really fast from creepy men. No.
What's the other thing? Didn't you get some training
and
something?
Oh, yeah, I played poker. I can definitely.
That's kind of the thing that we wanted to talk about. Do you still play poker?
No, I'm not very... First of all, I don't have money to play with.
Oh, yeah. You're okay, a Canadian musician.
Yeah, exactly. Right. At the airport, I played poker. Oh, no. Whatever.
Oh, at the little machines? That's not real poker.
That's not real poker. Yeah. But, yeah, no, I mean, I can play. I just don't necessarily like... I don't like sweating because I'm nervous I'm going to lose, you know, everything I have. Yeah. So
that's kind of like every time we do the show.
Exactly. I'm sweating right now.
Do you have a love affair with Ukraine? Like, if you could live anywhere... It wouldn't be there.
It wouldn't be there.
But do you have a background?
I do. I'm Ukrainian.
That's kind of where I was going.
Yeah, I'm Ukrainian. And, well, actually, my mom was born in England and my dad was born in France. So I'm a British citizen as well.
Nice.
But both sets of my grandparents were born in Ukraine. And then I live there because my uncle has a poker club in Lviv, Ukraine.
Okay.
And so I was there studying music and art and tennis and poker. I know.
That's what I think about when I think about Ukraine.
Tennis
those
and poker.
No, those four things.
Well, actually, music, my uncle's art, the one that brought poker to Ukraine. Like,
what?
Good for you. Good for you. That's what those people need.
A lot
need.
Of vodka companies come and play there.
Can you do another song?
Yeah. Yeah, please.
What are we doing?
Only a thought.
Kids. Only a thought?
Yeah.
Any setup?
This one is about when people have emotions that maybe they shouldn't necessarily have for somebody that is in a relationship. There's no action involved, simply a thought.
Only.
And that's where it stays.
Yeah, only a thought.
That's it.
Live in the Drew Marshall Show, Andrea Simone. Thank you.
I've got to be strong, yeah. Ooh, I've got to move on. These crazy thoughts need to be gone. Lord, it's gotta fade. You got a woman in the moon.
Absolutely beautiful. Aww. Man, you are all over the place with the range and the talent. By the way, I don't want to be the only one clapping.
Sorry, I was...
No, I'll not clap, you guys.
I was trying to make sure the levels
Let's
are
make
right.
It clap.
Because you always get angry at me.
Rangry?
Yes.
Okay, that's Shaggy. Cool. Are you rangry?
That's when you're really angry.
Are you rangry?
That's when you're really angry. It's rangry.
Oh, what is this, a school for ants?
Yeah, I'm going to... Can you maybe do a yulgulagi for me?
Can we just like bring the show back somehow? From first of all, I want to compliment your guitar player for two reasons. One, is your name David?
Yeah.
Okay.
Terry.
No, it's David because it says it on his wristband.
Actually, that's funny. Never mind.
You are just a. Let's see. How do I say this?
Freak show.
No. Well, no, no. I overuse that. You have a gift at staying in the pocket.
Oh, thank you. Thanks.
You really, really do. The noticeable thing about you is sometimes I forget you're here.
That's the trick.
You know what I mean? No, it's the
that's
blend.
The trick,
right? Because I don't want to notice when you screw up and stuff. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Anyway, so really, I mean, your tempo is right on.
Thank you.
Which is rare for a white guy. What?
You should see him play electric.
Really?
Yep. Yep. If you were there, you weren't there on the Sunday. It's so shush,
no.
Shush, shush, shush.
Yeah, I
know. Shush, 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 shush. I'm rang great. But, but no,
we are
the whole
losing
band
it here in the studio. Yes,
is very harmonious together. They right. all blend very nicely with each other, and that is why.
These are typical interview questions when we have musicians in the studio, and I try not to ask them, but I'm actually interested in your answers for these ones.
Okay.
Who would you want to listen to if you knew it was the last song?
Oh, I love these questions. Are you joking?
No.
So I only have one person, because I do like if you're stuck on an island with five albums. Who would they be? Okay. Or what would they be?
Wait, hold on. It's my show. I'm asking the questions.
Okay. One last song. Okay, I'd probably listen to When the Levee Breaks, Led Zeppelin.
Okay. Ooh. Okay.
Yeah. Or Jeff Buckley, Corpus Christi Carol.
Last man on the planet to be on the island with you would be?
Drew Marshall.
Drew Marshall and my boyfriend. I have to say that.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot about that.
I mean, what boyfriend? I'm single. All the people out there.
All the that is
come
a
chase after me.
No, that is a weird marketing thing, right? I mean, you know.
Well, look at Ricky Martin. He was in. He was like, lying for how long?
For how long? You know.
Stop lying. We know.
Him and George Michael.
they didn't let anybody know John Lennon was married for years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because well, Yoko.
There was a reason, though.
No. We're talking back in 1962, oh, right, 63 right, with his first wife, Cynthia. Yeah, same reason. They didn't want the girls not to like him.
Well, it's true.
If you if someone convinced you, and it's hard sometimes, but if someone convinced you that there was a God, would you have a question? Because I would.
I feel like God, like I believe that there's something, but I feel like it's an energy. It's not male, it's not female, right. It's just an energy.
So it wouldn't be an anthropomorphized situation where you would ask a question.
At the point of meeting that energy,
you must know
quite a bit yourself.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean? Right. But if I had a question, I'd be like, God, why am I so good looking in 2014?
Yeah. That was my question.
Why did you make me so good looking in 2014?
2013.
Why did you make my diaphragm bigger than my boobs?
I know. I hate when that happens. Yeah, I know.
Unlike mine.
So my question would be, where have you been?
Oh, you're asking me? Yeah, I thought that was for God.
Yeah. No, that is for God. Yeah, I would ask God if I had a chance. Where have you been? Because I struggle
it's
with...
It's only been Satan.
I know. Like, I've sensed evil a lot more in my life than I have.
Isn't he the, there's only one set of footprints?
It walked your path.
Yeah.
Isn't it his answer?
Really, we're going that deep? Yeah. Thanks, Tim.
Where have I been? Are you actually asking me that or God?
No, that was a God thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Stay focused. It's not all about you.
I'm going to ask who does his hair.
Who does your hair, man? That's a Cheech and Chong line. You can't
do
that. Yeah, it is. Hey, man, who cut your hair?
No, I'd be like, who birthed George Bush would be my question.
Really? That's the big one?
Yeah.
That's his mother.
Because they should have swallowed him.
Yeah. Do you have someone in mind that you would say would be the main influence on you? And I don't mean musically, I mean life.
In life? Oh, yeah, Bob Marley.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I know.
So are you into Ja?
Ja.
Ja.
No, I mean...
That's a great answer.
No, I just really respected what he did with music. I mean, he wasn't necessarily the greatest vocalist of all time, but his music was so simple, but just the message was so complicated, but he made it easy and universal for people to understand the language of love, equality. I don't know. I dug him, and for many other reasons. And I wish I could go back in a time machine and be at a festival that he was playing at.
That'd be cool, huh?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And tell him to get his foot looked at.
Yeah, that's too.
Thanks for that one, Tim. Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obscure reference.
He died of cancer because he didn't get his foot taken care
of. I got that, but you're talking to 100,000 people that don't know what the heck you're talking about.
Maybe it'll force them to look it up. See, that's why I teach.
So, folks, this is the Drew Marshall Show you're listening to. And we're going to go out with one more song. Tim and I have known each other since we were 15.
You guys are like a married couple or something.
Are not.
Shut up.
What are you taking us out with?
I think we should do a little reggae tune on that note. Maybe Love Me. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it. I mean, it's not going to sound as reggae with the acoustic.
No, I get it. We'll try to Rasta it up. We'll get the fog machine. AndreaSimone.com is the website. ANDRIA. Andrea Simone. SIMONE.com. Follow her. Creep on her. Buy her stuff. Support Canadian music. But only if it's really stinking good. And she is.
Aww.
Andrea, thanks for coming.
Thanks, Drew. You tell me there's no joy without sorrow. You tell me there's no now and tomorrow. Heaven knows how life moves through me. So why not go, love, let it fool me now. Love me, love me, love me, love me, love. Funny, couldn't die if I tried. Tell me there's no good without evil. You say there's no hope in the people. Heaven sees how life moves through me. So on I go, love, let it consume me now. take them away with the sunrise. Up and see how life moves through me. Hey, so on I go. Try. Funny couldn't die if I tried. Funny couldn't die if I tried, do I try, do I try, do I try. Funny couldn't die if I tried. Funny couldn't die if I tried.
Killer stuff. Andrea, thank you so,
thank
so much.
Thank you,
for
gentlemen.
Coming. Appreciate having you. Listen, folks, I've been thinking for weeks now that I got to come up with a new way to close the show, a new tagline, but I just keep going back to the thing I did for 10 years because every time I drive down here, I think the same thing. Folks, if you're new to this country, get out of the left lane. Bye bye.
It was a lot of fun. I've been following these footsteps now for many a year gone by. But you always upset someone there, no matter how you try. Well, the good things they're forgotten if a bad thing comes around. Now all these stones are flying, they're gonna knock me to the ground. I am a liberal backslider, sliding about 10 years. People ask me how I'm doing and I come from all their fears. I'm swearing like a trooper and I'm drinking like a bomb. I'm a liberal backslider and it sure is a lot.